Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 216. Continuing our series on teaching writing to children and teenagers, we have another question from Robert today, who asks, "There are many plot type models out there, and I think you've covered that before. Is there any value in introducing or exploring this?" Well, Robert, I think that it depends a lot on the developmental stage your writing students are at. There absolutely is value in doing it. The trick is in helping them understand the difference between descriptive and prescriptive. The plot models and formulas people have come up with over the years are all descriptive models. They map stories that have gone on, they distill out what's working in them, and from that they build a formula that's a guide to a genre or a certain type of story or a certain style of storytelling. Very much like what I did in extracting the Heinlein juvenile model in order to write Hadrian's Flight. Now, you then can use that model to construct a story, but it's very hard to use that model to construct a story and have the story work until you've internalized the model and stopped looking at it. It is a very useful exercise. Learning to work with formulas, though, is its own kind of art form. That said, at the very least, I think a beginning writer should be familiar with the notion that stories are a thing. It's not just one thing after another. All stories have a particular sort of arc. There are a few different arcs that come from different cultures around the world, but if you reduce it far enough, they all do follow one or two basic templates, even when you're dealing with cultural traditions as separate as Northern Britain and Fuzhou, China. And the reason is that the way that humans tell stories is based on ancient tribal rhythms, rhythms of the sun and the movement of the planets and agriculture and the seasons and the cycle of life, things that are common to all humanity. So the stories that caught on were the stories that had resonance, that connected with people in some sort of non-obvious, almost subconscious fashion. So yes, I think teaching the plot models and the formulas is really valuable. But the earlier a student is in the writing journey, the lighter a touch you have to handle it with, because you don't want them to feel constrained by these models. You don't want them to feel like these models are a prison or a maze they must run. What you want them to feel like is that these models are tools and scaffolding that will allow them to build things that they can't quite build on their own. And I think that both the lack of teaching these models and also teaching them improperly is one of the reasons that so many beginning writers, myself included, write such unreadable dreck, because they start off trying to break the rules because they see the rules as confining, or they start off trying to invent something brand new when they don't understand what it is that works about what exists. And like all revolutionary activities that aren't rooted in some kind of informed perspective, that leaves you with a scorched earth, and it's very difficult to learn from those early attempts until you start to twig what it is that you're not doing and what it is that you're doing and doing poorly. So having those in hand early on is very, very valuable, but the method of introduction is a bit delicate and will depend a little bit on the psychology and the personalities of your particular students. And I'm going to remember this question when I release my formulas book later this year, because you might actually find it useful in that vein. But anyway, that's a longer story and has to do with the proliferation of everyday novelist books, which is going to continue over the coming year. Anyway, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow with the next episode in this series. Thank you for sending in this list of questions, Robert. And,
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.